Okay, guys. Well done to those who did well. So, the... question I want to ask you, okay? First of all, what did it feel like being in a team and you couldn't actually influence the outcome of it? Yeah. Hands up who thought they knew better than their captain.
Yeah.
Hands up who did know better than their captain. Okay, so it's quite kind of like a frustrating thing, some sort of a limiting kind of thing, being part of a team, yeah? That you cannot influence if it's a team that's affected by the actions of a captain. Yeah? Does that make sense? What does it feel like being a captain? James. Who's James? James, what does it feel like being a captain?
Pretty awesome, I have to admit.
Pretty awesome. Great. What does it feel like developing in humility? It's hard to be humble. It's hard to be humble when you're that good.
Yeah. It is,
good.
Yes.
Josh, where's Josh? What did it feel like being a captain, Josh?
I don't know.
Right. You took it really serious, that's good. If I said to you guys that the winning team gets their lunch and the losers get zipped, okay? Okay? So, are you not glad, you guys, that you're in James's team? Yeah, he becomes your ultimate hero, okay? So, you guys then get your lunch, right? Did you do anything to get your lunch, Peter?
No.
But why is he getting his lunch? Because James is such a hero. Okay? So he didn't do, he's in the team. He did nothing to deserve his lunch. But because he's linked with who? James. He gets his lunch. Does that make sense? That makes sense? Everybody linked with Josh, tragically, is going to go hungry. Everybody linked with Eve. Is it Eve or Evie? Eva. Sorry.
Eva.
Eva. What?
Eva.
Jennifer. Everybody linked with Rachel. Doesn't have their lunch. And everybody linked with Anthony. Will not have their lunch. Is it Anthony? Isn't that right? Don't have their lunch. Okay. Now here's the thing. If you all want your lunch, I have a solution to the problem. You can all become part of James' team. What thing on James? Ultimate hero. So, hands up, other than the captains, hands up who wants to be part of James' team to get their scrams.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of loyal people at the back to their team captain, right, okay. So all you guys that have changed, you have now changed teams, okay? You're now James' team. You know what? You now have won. Alright? You're now in the winning team. Did you do anything to win? No. Who did the work for you to win? Were you in his team whenever he did the work? No. But just by deciding to change teams, you come into all the benefits of James your hero. Okay? Those of you who are stubborn and self-willed and rebellious and will not submit to admitting that you're rubbish will not benefit from being in James's team. Does that make sense, guys? Yeah, it's quite a simple kind of sort of thing. I think they'll all get their lunch, because I have now decreed you're all in James' team, okay? For the sake of the game. Right? Okay, so what's that all about? Well, it's about a word that you don't really get in the Bible, but it's a truth you get in the Bible. Okay? I think I put too many eyes on it. Identification. Identification. All you guys in James's team, who are you identified with? James, what team are you in? James's team. Okay? So you're with James and you're in James's team. Okay. Kind of think, what's that got to do with the Bible? What's that got to do with anything? Maybe some of you guys know already. What's it got to do with anything? Simply this. Now get this, folks. There are two captains for all of humanity. God, in his wisdom, has set down that there's two teams with two captains in the whole of humanity. Who are the two captains? Somebody shout out one of them.
God.
Who shouted that out? God. So, remember that your captain, here's a wee point, your captain has to be the same as you. Your captain has to be a human being. God's not a human being. So who's the captain?
Jesus.
Jesus, yes. He's both God and so Jesus Christ. Okay? Who's the other captain? Who's the other captain? The Bible tells us what?
Satan.
So was Satan a human being? Good answer, ever answered it, but is Satan a human being? No. So who's your other captain?
The world.
Is the world a human being?
Adam.
Adam. The first man. What's your name?
David.
David, it's Adam. Yes. Adam. Is that not... maybe it's in my head. I think that's maybe. Adam. The first man that God made. He gave him a job to be the captain of the human race. You are the head. James was the head of his team. Josh was the head of his team. Anthony and Rachel were the head of their teams. That's your new second name, though. They were the head of their teams. God said to Adam and gave him responsibility. Whatever Adam did affected the rest of the team. Let me read this. Romans chapter 5. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all sinned. Were you alive when Adam sinned? Were you? Matthew at the back. Were you alive when Adam sinned?
No.
No, not even Matthew. No, he wasn't. But because you were on Adam's team, when you were born into Adam's team. You were born into this mass of misery that your team captain brought you into. Not just no food. What are the consequences of being in Adam's team? Tell me, shout them out. Tell me some of them. We've just read one. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death. Why do we die? Because we're in Adam's team. So death, that's physical death. Physical death has come. That's the teaching of the Bible. Physical death has come to us. Why do little babies die? I had a wee brother, and he died when he was two. Why did he die? Because he was rebellious? Because he was in Adam's team. That's how he was born. He was born linked with Adam. And if the Lord doesn't come, all of you are going to die someday. Why is that? Because that's the consequence. Because Adam didn't make it. Adam failed. He didn't build his car high enough. Do you get that? So, being at Adam's team has consequences, death, condemnation, separation from God, misery, hell, a lack of fulfillment in life, a lack of the spiritual life. We don't have spiritual life, all these things, because we're linked with Adam. Okay? Now, here's some things. In the Bible, what about if you're linked with Christ? If you're in, remember this, maybe you've read this before in the Bible. Someone says, in Christ. And you go, that's a bit weird, that's a bit hard to get. In Christ. Put in the word team. And it makes sense. That you have some because you're in Christ's team. Okay, so what do you have because you're in Christ? Somebody read me out there. I want to get you to do something. Somebody read me out Romans chapter 8 verse 1. Because your Bibles are all open. Romans chapter 8 verse 1. Somebody read it out to me. David, could you read it? Because I know your name. Not because you haven't picked up your Bible. Sorry. So Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. And this is what you get because you are in Christ. You're in his team. So go ahead.
There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Okay, that'll do. So there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ's team. Is it quite a good thing to be in his team? Yeah, it's quite a good thing. In fact, it's very good. Okay, so no condemnation. What about 1 Corinthians 15? Turn to 1 Corinthians 15. I think there's an age group of answering questions. It just must be below your age. When you ask a question, everybody's hands up and the answer is God, 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 Jesus, God. And everybody wants an answer. And then you hit a point, I'm not answering questions. I think we've hit the point. Okay? 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 22. I'll read it out to you, okay? I want you to get it, but this is one of the clear verses about this. As in Adam, in Adam's team, all die. Even so, in Christ's team shall all be made alive. So we're made alive because we're linked with Christ. So no condemnation, and we've got life because we're identified with Jesus Christ. Yes? What about Galatians chapter 2? 1 and 2 Corinthians and Galatians and chapter 2. And verse 4, I'll read it out to you again. Paul speaking here, and he's talking about false teachers and false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus. Now, when you read that, do you think that's kind of hard to get? Like, our liberty in Christ. Put in the word team. We have liberty now because we are in his team. So we've got freedom. Freedom. In Christ. Now here's the thing. The Bible is full of that. But God wants us to understand that. How will you, as Christians, enjoy and be confident that you have life and you have freedom and you're not going to hell? How can you enjoy that? How can you go today, no matter what happens today, I know I have life in Christ. I know I am not condemned. I know I'm accepted with Christ. I know that I'm accepted with God, sorry. I know that he's my friend. I know he'll never leave me, he'll never forsake me. How can you live in the good of that? By what? By faith. By faith. You just simply take what God says in his word. You have freedom in Christ, and you go, praise the Lord, I have freedom in Christ. I don't fear the freedom of Christ. I don't get all jerry about it. I just, the Bible says it. That's great. And whenever somebody says, it's an amazing thing to be in Christ, and you go, well, I'm not going to hell. That's about all I know. It's because you haven't spent time in the Word of God to find out all these other things that you have in Christ. There was a man, Lewis Berry Schaeffer, who wrote, I think, a book about what we have in Christ. And I think he's got about 37 things that we have in Christ. Do you know what? They're all amazing. They're all amazing to be in Christ's team. Okay. So Adam sinned and brought us all, his team, down with him. Like the people who couldn't build the tower. It's not a great link, is it? Okay. James built the tower and brought everybody in his team with him. And now there's an open invitation from God to everyone. You can be in Christ's team. And by coming into his team, by being saved, by being linked with Christ, or by being in Christ, does that make sense now? By being in Christ, you have a wealth of things that you can rejoice in. Because see, what's Christian life all about? It's all about being in Christ. Christian living and the blessings of being a Christian are all the things I have by being in Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, we are blessed with every blessing in Christ. Folks, that is tremendous. Did we do anything to deserve it? No. It was the captain did it all. The captain did it all. But here's one thing I want you to understand before we finish for lunch. We've got about 5-10 minutes. One thing that you have and you can say because you're in Christ. Don't switch off again, okay? Is, you can say this, he died for me. Yeah? You can say that. If you're saved, he died for me. Something else you can say. You can say, and this is mind, if I can get this across, you can say, I died with him. And you go, I don't know what that means. I died with him. So you can say, he died for me. And you can say, I died with him. Is that a big deal? Folks, that is massive. One of the wee leaflets in the back about today was, the second session was about experiencing the power of God. This is crucial. This is it. You need to get this. You need to get this. If you're going to make any advancement in Christian living, if you're going to grow as a Christian, you need to understand, he died for me. Yes, I died with him. Okay, you need to get this. So you go, well, what's that all about then? You can say that. You say, but I wasn't there. Hands up if you're Scottish. One, and there's two-ishness people from Scotland. Scotland are rubbish at football. Okay? Rubbish at football. They're all right. England, on the other hand, won the World Cup in 1966. Okay? Almost a century ago. So here's wee Tammy McFladgy from the Western Isles. And he's fed up supporting Scotland. We're always losing. How's your team getting on, Tammy? Rubbish. Rubbish. They're always losing. Okay. So Tammy, what you guys said, do you know what? I have a great Auntie Jemima, who's still not doing much better. But she's got links with England. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to swap sides. I'm going to start supporting England. I'm going to become an avid English supporter. And so he goes and gets his white flag with his red cross on it and thinks he's amazing, supporting England. And you go to him a few years later and says, well, how's your football team doing? Amazing. Is your football team a good team? Yep, we are. We're cracking. We're a great team. We won the World Cup in 1966. Go, but you weren't even there. Yeah, but we won it. He's like, hey, you didn't exist then. You didn't even exist, Tommy. I know, but we won. That's my team. We won the World Cup in 66. Even if you did exist, you'd been another team. Doesn't matter. I'm in this team now. It's my team. And so all the history of my team belongs to me. I can claim it to be mine. And you would say, fair enough. You're supporting England. You can say, I won the World Cup. We won the World Cup in 1966. Do you know what you can say? You can say, by faith, that you died with Christ. You say, I wasn't even living. Never mind dying. Yes, but your team captain died. And this is massive. What does it mean that he died? In the verse, in the Bible reading, what does that mean in Romans chapter 6? That he died. Turn to it. Romans chapter 6. Romans 6 and verse 8. It says this. Now, since we be dead with Christ, or since we died with Christ, we believe we shall live with him. Since we died with Christ. This is a thing in Christian. God wants you to know that. You died with Christ. If you're saved, you died with Christ. Now, God wouldn't tell us that if it was unimportant. Okay? It's massively important. You died with Christ. The Bible says it. Now, you may not understand it, but do you believe it, first of all? Are you willing to take God at his word and just say, you said it, God, I believe it. I don't understand it, but I'll take it. You said it. That's faith. You have now progressed one other step in faith that you didn't have this morning. You have increased in faith. Why? Simply because you're taking God at his word. And you're saying, the Bible says we died with Christ, and so I died with Christ. But big cookie, what's that about? Let me tell you. Hands up if you've got a teacher at school that you... opposite of love. Okay. Without offending anyone, or if there's anyone related to anyone of that teacher, throw me out a name.
Mr. Wickham.
Mr. Wickham. Wickham. Anybody related to Mr. Wickham? In any way, shape or form? Could you leave, please? Right, Mr. Wickham. Okay, I don't know this dear man. It's probably really... hard life with you, all you folk. But Mr. Wickham, you're in school with Mr. Wickham, and he's your form tutor. Every day you have to see the guy, and he does your nothing. He's a hateful man. He just makes you feel small. There's no encouragement. He just has it in for you every day, Mr. Wickham. And you're in that school, you can't do anything about it. You're in school. Every day, month after month, year after year, you're in under Mr. Wickham. Every time you see him, there's like a shiver up your spine. You think, oh, here we go again. Okay, I don't know if any of you felt that way, but there was one teacher I had that with, Mrs. Gurley. She was a cracker. Right, so Mr. Wickham. Your work rate goes down. You're not doing well at school. And it all links back to this interaction you have with Mr. Wickham. He's destroying you. Okay? Your parents decide that's enough. That something has to change. So they come to you one day and they say, look, tomorrow's going to be your last day at Gorey High School. And we're going to send you to the high school. Okay? My imagination is gone. Some other high school. So that morning you go in, and he'd be so glad. 3 o'clock come, the bell goes, you put down your pencil, your pen, your I don't know what you do now, iPad, whatever it is. You stick it down anyway, whatever you have, you put down, and you leave the school. And as you leave that school, your heart is leaping. With joy, I think that's me and Mr. Wickham finished. My links with Mr. Wickham are finished or gone. I am no longer united to Mr. Wickham. Is that even his name? Yeah, good. I'm no longer united with him, okay? This is what you can say. For Mr. Wickham, I might as well be dead, because he can say nothing to me anymore. He can't shout at me. He can't make me little. He can't make me small. He can't discourage me. For me, I don't have to listen to him anymore. It's as if I am dead to him. Does that make sense? Do you know what that means? To be dead to something, to be dead to the world means, Mom, my girls are dead to the world in the morning. Get up, get up. They're dead. There's no response. Okay. You can walk out of that school and think, I do not anymore have to respond to Mr. Wickham. Okay. You are dead. That's what happened, folks. The day you trusted Christ. You say, who's Mr. Wickham? Mr. Wickham is sin. In the allegory. Okay. You were born in sin. Sin's power was over you. Sin made you do things. You were under the control of sin. You could not get rid of it. You couldn't do anything about it. Every day, sin is your master. The Bible says that. Sin reigned over you like a king, crushing you, squeezing you in, making you do things you didn't want to do, and even then you did want to do it, taking you away from God, bringing you down, down, down. And then there came a day, folks, when you trusted Christ, and the doors opened, and you left that. You left that stool. And sin's power has no more authority over you at all. You say, you want to see my life? Sin does not have any authority over those in Christ. You say, how can you be so sure? Listen to this. Romans chapter 6 verse 14. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Now you have a choice, you can believe that or not. But this power of sin that you had to listen to, you had to respond to, is now broken. The day you trusted Christ, you entered into all the benefits of what he did at the cross. What did he do at the cross? He broke sin. He smashed sin. He had a victory over sin. And so you can say, I died to sin by being in Christ's team. Why is that important? Because every day now you have a choice whether you want to sin or not. As a Christian, when you're not a Christian, you don't have a choice. You're under sin's power. So one day you're walking down past the Gorey High School and Mr. Wickham comes out and shouts at you, Jimmy, get in here now. Yeah. You have a choice. You have a choice. You can obey him, can you? You can go, okay, and turn around and go into school and sit down in his class. Do you have to do it? No. There is no legal requirement for you to do it. There is no he has no power over you whatsoever. But if you listen to him, you'll do it. Okay? Or you have an opportunity to say, you know something, Mr. Wickham, I am dead to you. You and me finished a long time ago. I don't have to listen to you because I'm in another school. And by being in another school, I have responsibility to that school, not to you. The day you trusted Christ, you come into his team. You have a responsibility to Christ. And because you're linked with Jesus Christ, you can say to sin, I don't have to obey you anymore. The power of sin over your life is well and truly broken. You don't feel it's broken. Doesn't make any difference, does it? Why? Because we live by faith. It's not about feeling. It's not about feeling when the temptation comes up to you, feeling, I feel, you have to live by faith. And faith is being confident in what God says. God says sin has no power over you unless you obey it. Unless you obey it. Does that make sense? Maybe it does. Maybe it does. Can you see how that changes how you respond to things, how you live your life? That you are dead to sin by being linked with Christ, or you could say, I am dead to sin because I'm in Christ's team. Does that make sense? You see that lesson? I maybe can't get it across properly. You see that lesson? Make up your mind to get to understand what I'm trying to say. Okay? Make up your mind to study that, to think about it. You say, I'm only 14. Doesn't matter. God has that for you. He wants you to know that. He wants you to know it. That he died for you and took away your hell. But you died with him, and the power of sin is broken in your life. That's why you're free. You're free. You're free to do what? You're free to obey God. You're free to live out the life that he has given to you. We'll maybe talk about that in the next week's session. So, who wants to be in James's team? Because I'm getting right hungry. I could do with being James's team as well. Okay. We are all free because James is such an affable, amiable gentleman. He will embrace us all into his team. Remember that. Identification. We were born linked with Adam. Because we're saved, we're now linked with Christ. We're in his team. And because of that, the power of sin is broken in our lives. Okay?